This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22. Matthew 22, I'll begin to read from verse 34 down, 34 to 38, and then our main verse is 37, let me read this first. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And as I said, the text 7 is a text for meditation. And these are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ to one of the proud Pharisees who came to him to attempt him, to trap him. He didn't come to Christ to learn from him. He came to trap him with a question and show his pride. Because how can you come to the Lord to question him to see if you can trap him? So even the very attitude shows an attitude of pride in this gentleman who came to Lord Jesus Christ. And he came to inquire about the greatest of the commandments, as we see his question there. So in thinking about the Lord's answer to him, to this vain talker, our subject is love to God. So we'll not really concern ourselves with his question. We'll concern ourselves with the answer the Lord gave him, which is a great matter for us this morning. And our subject is love to God. And now, okay, dear, here come once and say, for I see, maybe now, or by you to change, no, but we be no, assembly. Now, Subaya, or Danny, I mean, I've been quite away to the Nagin, Papa, he said. Or the same dreams of baby son, not the Afro Marshal. That's what they assume if you hear a radical to me, and I'm not saying it here. Let me cast it. As I asked to buy a homosexual to buy, if you said, if I understand, I'll be ready in China. Now, the Oba, not the Son Marshal. Radia, or no, yeah, Radia, a band in China, keep this idea, no, or no band in China, not the Son Marshal. If they name in some more of a kind, you know, any and we are used to demand on that. I am really used to demand on the best day at Greenview and Nanope. And on the matter, they said, a plow, see if you owe in your money and coupon, love to God. And this is a beer and no catcher, they said. Or say, your daughter, your daughter, your puma, your crab, and your dream, you have to do it. Or say, you're here at the money. Because if you saw beside them running here, your coupon is snatching in here, they're in the year, a dim a yakasier part, the radio catcher is a way in the yakasier part. So, somewhere is to catch in the engine of another pain. I'm saying that today, Matthew is a door or say in Yamba Urado. And before I move on to go to the verse, I'm sure often what we think about is God's love to us. We all think of God to love us, that's what we think of. And so, remember, you know, there will be arguing, we ask him, so, see, I'm making Yamme Domi, and that's what they are, I am here, I be here, I try me. But how many of us think of our love to him? You must say any person who put down the door to chair, you must say your dream, Miss Mossy, to me, door erratic. You must say your dream, Sadian. And maybe your dream is that. The evidence is over, Radin, and why Radin, then it's great, but young soul, you don't know enough. And only ourselves. Well, it's not bad to think about God's love to us, because we have to think of that. It's a good thing to do. Because the more we think of his love to us, and if we think of it scripturally, which is the proper way, it will lead us to appreciate the greatest manifestation of his love to us in the Lord Jesus Christ, his pardon love in Lord Jesus Christ, when he sent his son to come and die for our sins. The love that every needy sinner needs. So, you agree with me, you agree with me, you agree with me, you agree Bible now extra here. You bet me, you need to talk to your dad. Actually, I always used to move. The boy in the BI here, we said, no, name the one in Fachado. But then, often some think of God's love according to their own imagination. That's the problem. And remember, Breno, ni probably be dwin yakopon ne do ho kra na ye di adwin na ye di ye bu etim so ewrade de o ye papa anu de sia na so ye ma me sia na so ye ma me ye ngin emfa ngin fa me so ba go chire nya me do je yakopon pese ye hu bia na wa chire ne bible wa chire ne se mu amaye na se ni do kra na pese ye onu ni do be de di achire ye yo se mpa o se tumi nya ma no si en su nya bible no ye ntum esu ma bible no ka ye ntumi fo a draw o se Yakubo Brian or draw or the Maya, you can't just not young swear or see a draw in your manor. You bear call, you bear look at the fact that you are and father. They are given the eye because of that. Remember, who's only a fine Yakubo one. Or my dream, one Yakubo, or more, I am is said. I am is said, maybe is said. No, we don't think God, because He doesn't want us to imagine about Him, has given us His word. Yakubo, one person ever put a dream. I can't be a fan of not my because what God says or does is what he does. He's not like us. Today we are like this, tomorrow we are that, like that. And we can have so many ways about that. God, that's the Bible tells us, God, His way is perfect. And he says, if you should be fan of him, and that's the view of us, you or see, I can ask him. So that is the problem that he has. But then, the love of God to us, before we go to the answer God gave to this proud Pharisee, the love of God to us, the greatest manifestation of His love for neediness, that He look upon us, we who are rebelling against Him, who are living our life away from Him, who don't care about Him, who are sinning our life each and every day, and He gave us His Son to come and die, to take away the punishment which is due to our sins. This is the greatest of all love, too, that God, to whom we deserve punishment, this wrath is upon us, and yet He so thought of us to give us the Savior. But how many of us think of His love? Often we think of the love of God about providing food for us, providing dresses and connections for us. But how many of us think God Himself has told us in His word that this is the greatest of His love? This is the love that we, who are sinners, we need. But how many of us want to have this love? Don't resist him. Oh, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. But how many people think of that? The manifestation of the greatness of God's love to us is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And human soul, defiled with sin, needs His forgiveness. And His forgiveness is manifested to us in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to Calvary cross, who though He was God equal with Him, He came to the Calvary cross. He came on in our world to take our human nature, to live as a man, only without sin. And to go to the cross to bear the punishment for our sin. And to die in our place. And He calls us to come to Him, that through Him we might have forgiveness from God. So, that is, if we ever think of the love of God to us, this is how we think of it. If we discover this, we will never think of any love again. We will be so amazed and we will feel our own gratefulness to all that the Lord has done for us. But until we have discovered this, we will always think that, well, some people will say, well, I don't think God loves me because so and so I'm thinking about it's not working. But if we know this love, but this love will change everything about us and about Him. Okay, so I'll go to my text again. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is so easy, for I see near how much way, oh, you know, say. Also, Embrano, the Ekesia Pai, the Kai said, O better, Rade, Udua Kumenia, Ode, Ukraina. Now they are already. So now, as I said, we'll consider this answer the Lord gave to this prophet. So the first thing we learn from the words of Lord Jesus Christ is that love to God is a command. Love to God is a command to every one of us. Every one of His creatures, love to God is a command. Say you better don't yank up on Saturday, yank up on Thursday, don't know. Hey, I said, yeah. Yes, Christ is the maker. So thou shalt love the Lord thy God. It's a command. It is not a voluntary act. It's not that, well, I can choose to love God or I can choose not to love Him. It's a command to us. It is not left for us to choose. Because this demand of this law is based on ownership. The mechanism you have found in Rasta, see a donor, the idea of my agreement, your credit, I don't know. I said, and you say, oh, my parliament, you're right, and I'm a parliament donor. If you say, it's not self or be our dear, you say, or the Yedino, Yenidia. On our point, you see, we are not of our own. And you think of this. What expectation do we have in the things that we own? In your my area, because we are better than the things we have, and so we want the things to meet a certain requirement for having them. And if those things are not giving us those things, what do we say? We say, oh, they are useless. That's what we say. Well, I have a shoe. I've kept it there for some time. And I went, well, I thought, well, the day I'll go to some place, I'll wear this shoe. But then when I went for it, it has expired. Now the sole has removed. Now I cannot wear it again. Ah, that become useless. That's how it is. So, to me, everything we have, we are thinking of, that is to meet the purpose of which we have them. And in this, we know that we are not of our own. We are God's creatures. And in Psalm 103, the Bible tells us, know ye that the Lord is the God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. Or see, young who say, Radi or Yangupon, or no one and here and Yangasiyahu. And also Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And we are seeing here, as I see it this way, any who knew me, any person, he ran there. He owns the world. He calls the world his own. He created it. So everything is his, and he has the right to give commands to the things of this world. You see, he has the right to give, and his commandment must meet the requirement of those of us who are supposed to obey. So he who made us has complete right to all that we have and all that we are. Near our boy, you know, or what to me, what the worst one in the 10 year, or to me also. Or not to make us a state. That's what the Bible tells us. He's able to take life, he's able to give life. Or to me, man, or to me, so ma, the person we are saying. If you who are fine, that and found a fine and the papa to know, you have to point a man who fine. So, man who fine, who to me, so man who fine, who to me, so everything is in his hands. He made all things. So, the one who made all things has control over all things, including us. Near our boy, be our boy, you know. Or to me, only me, so yes, yes, sir. So that it is only by right that God demands the love of us. It is by right. It isn't that he has the right. And why does he want to exercise this right over us? It is not to benefit him. No, God doesn't need our love to be perfect. He doesn't need our love to be happy. He doesn't need our love to do anything to him. But then, for our own good. Yankupon, oh, he has a better no, sir, a better with him. And also, he has a better done, no money, Niaji. And also, he has a better done, Nabi B, have a credit in the new young, would have been. No woman or no boy, and he says, you don't know. It's with Yakuma, they are green, you have been here, don't know. A bear that he is. He knows that it's all good. It's like a child and a parent. Then the parent knows that they're not good for the child. So you see, if the child doesn't obey, it is for her or his own head. He or she will grow up become an idiot if he doesn't listen to the parent and he grows up. So love to God is for our good. It is not for God to, it doesn't make him, it doesn't add anything to his glory. But the Bible tells us God is perfect. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything from us. We are his creatures. He made us. He gave us life and everything that we have and we need to live. So, why is it good for us? Because love to God is the only thing that will prevent us from sinning against Him. See, the thing that yet the young one did go near my head, he said, see, if you don't say the answer, am I in your body in the other? If we're able to love God according to what the Bible is telling us, we will never sin against Him. You see the goodness of God to us? He who made us knew that until we have loved Him as He's telling us, we will continue to sin against Him. See, love to God is a great thing. But how many of us think of that? Many of us think that they want to be Christians. They want to be part of God's people. But love to God is a lesson, the least thing they may have to, it may come to their mind. They think of so many things. But this is the key. Love to Him. If I'm able to come to Him, to love Him, as He has taught me, then I will never sin against Him. Then I will always be a happy person if I'm a Christian. Humanly speaking, are we not careful to, so that we don't wrong those that we love? It is. If we ask him to cry, and cast him away, how many are down for you? How many are near? How many are in jail? Any of them? So a baby gets young. Any of them? So you see, so that is how it is. Even with our imperfection, you know why? You do, and then you don't do well. Then you don't do well. How many are dog? I think I'm by choosing the baby gets young. I'm not saying you're born into young. So to sin against God means that we lack love to Him. Say it, and the church says, "To me, you are born into your own is the end of it. I woman, you are born and do. If we love to sin against Him, meaning that we don't love Him as His law demands, so that each one of us falls short of this command. Obiara, why you are born into and do mass amrei. We don't love God as we ought, but that the Lord demands that we should love Him with our whole being." It's an amazing thing, that also. See, you can say, Yahupon Ray, actually, so say, dear, Yahunia, Yahuma, Yahjin, Yahkrabi, Yahkirabi. And I make us a Yahupon, a shelter, a cast amory. And yes, or come up, I be my name, woman, I say, if we say, sir, it's McDonald's at the Okano, you're born in Canada. You're born in Canada, because you're angry, and obey any funny family. Obey our office, old Donald Pal. A bad thing so be born in here. You know why I don't and the more I remember to me be a it's me go be an affair. But even to be an impono, So that's the same way. If we should love God as He says here, none of us will ever stand against Him. Love God will turn our hearts always to Him. And then it will make us always. Not to, I mean, to even go against any of His will. But we are not able because we are sinners. We'll come again to the truth. But our second thought here is that we also learn that love to God demands all the powers and the faculties of the soul, the will, the understanding, and affections. All the faculties of the soul. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. So love to God demands supreme attention above everything else. That's what it means. To love God, love to God doesn't mean we will not love others or we will not care about others, but then love to His things and Him should be above everything we want love or like here. That's what it means here. So that to give your heart to anything more than Him, to live and pursue life goals that deprive your obedience to Him, to give yourself to any learning that deprive you from learning to know Him, it is to abuse and steal away what belongs to God. Sir, ye di ya hum, ya kum abe ma bibi, ase no. Sir, ye beti na se na abrabo, ye di nyoma bibi si ye ne so, si ye di so, na ma ye su ti yon fa ma no. And I said, I just young book right, I just remember seeing you say, you miss me, and I just say, this year, the poor son, the Huno. Yes, I know, and I said, Yankupon, I dare say the man, yes, sir, you react in the hope, because I'm not so young, I dare. I dare your woman, young, young, one year, the man, if we are seeing your man, only say the man, if we are seeing your man, or say no bass here. So that if we give ourselves to things of the world, things concerning life, even things that are not sinful, even things for life, I mean a job and What have you? I mean, relationship issue, whatever it is. If it's above our love to God, we are abusing what belongs to Him. It's like a married couple. And I mean, the husband and the wife expect each other to show proper concern for one another. And now one of them is showing concern for others, then the other partner, what will the other partner say? Unfaithfulness. What belongs to the other partner has been taken away. See? Love to God, that's what it means. If we give our heart to anything, to pursue life goals, that we don't give ourselves to know Him as He wants us to know Him. As I started, we cannot say we know God just by imagining. The Bible tells us how we should know Him. And we should come to that state. If we have not come to that, and we give all our mind and heart to other things, we are abusing what belongs to Him. We are stealing away what belongs to God. And the question is, what profit can you make in all that you do to ignore God? And then for some of that's the question. And we have to ask ourselves, well, the question I have to ask, the profit I'll get from this, will this thing really satisfy my soul? If I saw many of you, and with me from a home, I read in Makuma, my name is Shano, oh, fire, watch her, you know. Bit to me, I give a crown for now. Bit to me, I'm mommy, and I power right anymore now. The answer is that all that we do to ignore God is a loss to everyone. It's a loss to us. It brings us rather more under it towards God. The Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. All that we do in disobedience against God, there's a reward for us. The wages of sin is death. Money against you, so that maybe my brother may put it right there, may find my dream, my kuman, maybe you can say they all kind of, let me find a home man. Me born in an air door, so me born in a strange air door, because Bible says, Bonipia, Bonipia, who be chair hooker. You have rather accumulating wages for yourself. And it says, death in all its forms, physical death, spiritual, eternal death. Dear, we think of spiritual, eternal death, because that is what, because of physical death, all everybody will die. But spiritual death, we are all in that state before God comes to us to save us. So that is where the problem is. You stay in that state where you never know God. You stay in that state that you never know the fellowship of God. You don't really know God as your personal God. You cannot even pray to Him to really wait on Him and trust. You cannot trust God. You cannot love Him. If you have not come to know God, you cannot love Him. You may use your lips to say I love, but you never love Him. You don't even believe that He really exists, because He will be just like an idea in your mind. But then to know Him, as the Bible teaches, to know and give yourself to Him, and that He saves you, He forgives your sin through the Lord Jesus Christ, and He has done the cross of Calvary to save you and to make you one of His, to deliver you from this spiritual death where you are cut off from Him. But in Ephesians 2 verse, we are told that those that He saved, they were dead in sins and in trespasses. There's a death in sin. Meaning that we are living a life of sin, but we are not sensible of the dangers and the damnation that await us. See, I said, "Obi uwo boni mu." I said, "Obi ati boni nemo." Boni fun amani hunu. Any boni fun kesi ya asu ya kesi. Embali dimukra. Obi said, "Abrabo noma." E noma so baya boni. That's a state of death. To die in sin. To live in sin, and yet I don't care about what sin will cause to me. Even in this life, in the life to come, it's to be dead in sin. You see, that is what God comes to us through His Spirit. The Lord just writes through the work of His Spirit in our heart. He touches our conscience to realize that we are in danger. It's like somebody who is asleep in a room that is burning. He's gone. And then somebody break into the room and then just begin to tap and get up. Immediately he gets out there and begins to bite. Before then, he doesn't care about what is happening. If he's not awakened, he will lie there to be burned together. I'm sure we have heard stories of people who slept and the place they were sleeping was burned. They were burned. Mostly they were dead. They were sleeping and they couldn't even have a sense of what was happening. That is what people are when they are dead and say, this spiritual death, you are cut off from God in this life. You are living, but you are dead. What if you are seeing Muso, Yahoo, Yaka Waking Home? What if you have to do with Christa, what if one any as for them? So this is what sin brings us to. And that is what, when we ignore God, that's how it comes to us. But then, yet many people are careless. As if life ends in the grave. People will pray and green and fire home Christa as if said, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say, I'm sure we have heard people say that because we would. No, you weren't saying. If we assume they are saying in the sense of say, well, they have, for us and God, you are not saying. You are not saying. You are not saying. It is appointed unto men once to die. After this judgment, you are just also saying, you will not be able to eat your own. You weren't saying. You know, sometimes you see people write, well, it doesn't matter who the person is, they don't mean that they will write where he has gone to do with the Lord on their funeral poster. He's going to do with the Lord. I believe when they leave, somebody leaves to become an older person. When young people die, they have to write it on top. I think the young people for them, they are not going to do with the Lord. But when older people, grown up people die, they write, going in glory and all that. It's a deception. We can only be sure of that if we really knew God while we lived. The about me, I yet said, "Yeah, good for you. Whoever can enter, say, 'Mre, yes, you have been so, and the sanity, say, you feel so abrabon, you are born, you are born, you are we deceive ourselves. There's more to life after death than. Because how many years have we got to live here? After we die, eternity is waiting for us. Eternal happiness or eternal misery is waiting for us. And how we listen to God's instruction to us." To know Him and to give ourselves to Him, that makes a difference. If we don't listen to Him, then we have a big problem. We will not know His love. Now again, I read to you: Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Now a wholehearted love to God is what is demanded of us. Not just love, a wholehearted love. It's amazing. Not just love. The Lord does not demand a partial love, but a whole. He doesn't want a partial love, a whole love to Him. But then, as I've been hinting, that the truth is that we can never love God sincerely until we have tasted of His forgiving love for us. What does John tell us in John 4:19? We love Him because He first loved us. Yet, though, if it's not the Rady, this is another answer. And also, the Rady, if you say, Obi, I didn't know if you have a great Rady, if you say, Yame, Obi, Yame, Doa, what I do is Christian. That is it. We can never love God if we have not tasted His forgiveness. Yen to me, don't know, Emra, Yen, son, and one of the factions, you just look at that. I've wronged somebody. I've not reconciled with the person. The person has not agreed to reconcile with me. And I say someone, I say, well, he's fine with me. It's not deception. It's a deception. Until I have gone to the person and I'm reconciled with him, I can never claim to that I still have that connection with him. But that's what people do with God. I'm a sinner. I'm sinning my life away. But I say, well, God loves me. It's amazing. You see how we don't think of realities. But see, as I said, if you are, you are not going to be able to do it. But the Bible tells us we can love Him until we have known His love. You see? Until we have known God's love in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because why do we have to taste His love? Because there's an enmity in us against Him. Because we're still born in Him, you know. There's a enmity in us is our sinful nature, and this is repulsive to our supreme good. Sir, bonin na ti emu no en ma sa Isn't it amazing? Love to God is what we need, but we are preventing it by ourselves because of our own sinful selves. You see how we are hurting ourselves. In Romans 8 verse 7, we are told that because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Also, the panot se honamu na jeno kuti erade. Na onfanu hunche erade mrasi. Also, onjumi kura. If Amos said, "Can two walk together?" I said, "They agree." God is fully I'm a sinner. I said, "Well, God, yes, God is happy with me." No, except my nature and God's nature agree. Except they agree, we can never walk together. I mean, many people they walk with God, and yet they don't know Him. They don't care about His nature, holy and just God. And yet here am I, a sinner. I think I can walk with Him without my sin being not taken away, without my filthiness and sin not being washed away. It's a deception. And this is what Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is telling this young man. This is the chiefest commandment. This is what we ought to have. But here we are, we cannot. There's some hatred in us against Him. So we need to be delivered from this animosity in our heart against God. But before we can freely love Him, isn't that amazing? There's some restraint about our love for God because of this enmity in our heart. This enmity will never allow us to love God. Sir, or turn away from Him, we can never love Him. So long as that enmity is not taken away, we can never love God. We deceive ourselves. So you see, the Lord Jesus Christ died on the Calvary's cross to deliver us from all influences, all powers that cause us to stray from God. Isn't that amazing? Yes, we to walk Calvary, as St. Dionysus said to me, and I said, I tell you, Isn't that amazing? All the influences, whether from love of sinning, whether from temptations of Satan, or the love for this present world, He's able to deliver us. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Christ, or Babi, who are Calvary, or Ascendi, and also said, to me, Pia, I dream my young dream fair of whom my radiance ever done on me. I dear him. Say, your bonnet dog, say, your bon summoning social, say, yeah, a reactive dog, I guess, see a woman. But we are so I dear, cross to me, which there's power behind sin. Sin has domineering power. Satan has power to tempt us. The world and its culture and its ambitions and its role have so much influence to attract us. But it is the power of Christ when we come to Him. It is He alone that can able to break away all these hindrances, and He's able to deliver us and to give us liberty. To give us freedom. We are in prison. That's what the Bible teaches us. We are captivated by sin and Satan and the world. So when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in Him and yield your heart to Him, He will take away the love of sin and sin itself. He will take away the power of sin over you, and then you'll be free and love God as you ought and love Him, and that you'll be hurt even whenever you feel you have never loved Him, ask us to love Him. You weep away. You remember what happened to Peter? I always make reference to this. Peter sinned and denied the Lord. And when he realized Peter, the Lord saw him, he has to weep away. Peter has to be affected that he has really sinned against the Lord. He has sinned against his God who has so loved him. That is how, when we come to know the love of God in our heart, whenever we have even sinned against the Lord, we realize our whole world is gone until the Lord has shown mercy on us again. Until we have realized His love to us again. That is what the love of God in us. That's how it is. We also love God. It begins with His love in us. In Titus 2 verse 40, we are told about Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And love to God is one of the greatest good works any person will do. Good works is not just dashing things to people. Good works begin with our relation with God first. People think doing good works is, well, we have something, I'm doing good. No, 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 no. You know, if you read the verse, the second is love to our neighbor. Love to God first, love to our neighbor second. You cannot start from love to, no, it's not possible. If you start from down to up, you can never get up. God is high above us. So the Lord says, Christ, you should open over here. Bible says, no, I dear you. My time is gone, it's rational living. Quickly touch on my third point. My third point is, why is it hard to yield our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? The connection is this: we have to give ourselves, not just our heart, our minds, everything to God, to love Him. But then we have seen that there's a problem, and only the Lord Jesus Christ can clear that problem. And He clearing it for us also, we have a problem. We don't want to give Him. We have to give our heart to Him to clear the problem. And He too, we are not willing. It's not amazing. Anything that is good for us, sin. We don't allow us to. We are miserable creatures, you see. If we should sit down and reason how we are, we will cry over what we don't. We make the things of this life, we make our enjoyment of this life blinds us. And Satan finding all these things to our minds, and we think that we are okay. We are not okay. We are sick, we sin. So the difficulty to yield the heart of Jesus Christ is because of the love of self. The love of self. I remember one time I told the Sunday school children, our greatest enemy is ourselves. Some of them are. And that is what the Bible tells us. And that's what people don't know. We are our greatest enemies. Self, love of self. Love of self. Yet how many people are happy to give themselves to things that make them just happy? Just happy. Nowadays they say happy yourself. And then they're going to happy yourself. Is it right or not? Happy yourself. You see, it's opposite of what the Bible tells us. So it stands with many today. They will not give their heart to Jesus Christ, but they will love their sinful life. They will love to remain in their life of sin. Many will set their heart on money, possessions, ambitions, pleasures. And at the same time, these people who have given their heart to money, possessions, and the world, they will claim that they have given their heart to Jesus Christ. And that Jesus Christ is with them. It is a deception. Nipa bebre ya de sika do ahunya do ene butaye a te se efo se di mo wi asim mo ne honam ani je ahia kumem te se ani pa me a no duwa na so Christo ho makumem na te enfo Christ will never live in a heart which is full of love of sin, love of money, love of possessions, love of this world. Christ will never be there. He will never be in that heart. The Lord Jesus Christ will never be in that heart. Look at his words in Matthew 16, where he said that no man can serve two masters, for either you hate the one and love the other, or else you hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot love God and things in this world, and things you have set your eyes to have in this world. You can never love God. Your love will never come. You can never. You deceive yourself. Friends, in the heart where the Spirit of Christ dwells, the love of God holds the supreme place. Akuma, yes, Christ alone, whom conquer Timono, they have found dog in the decline. That is it. The love, the heart, that dwells the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. Because how do we have the Spirit? When we, the day the Lord made us realize that we are sinners, and we went to Him and we cried to Him to save us, to trust on what He has done on the cross of Calvary, we yield up our heart to Him. The Bible tells us that when we believed in Him, He made us. Anew, He changed us. God tells us they that are in Christ are new creatures. He made us anew. He granted us to be partakers of the Spirit, the blessing of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit comes to us, He comes with Christ in our heart. His righteousness and His the Bible says Christ is formed in us. Yes, Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ. Yes, soon in Viviano. Yeah, the union. That is how it is. Christ is forming us. And how can Christ be in that heart And then that heart loves the world, loves money, loves possessions, loves things above God. It's not possible. It's never happened. It will never happen. If Christ is in the heart, he will conquer that heart for God. Yes, we also walk on money one. Obedience that command of the American. That is it. If Christ is in the heart, that's his work as our Messiah, as our mediator. He came to conquer our enemies, Satan, sin and the world, so that we will be free and serve the Lord. Those of us who come to him and know his forgiveness. Look at the vision of John in Revelation 6, verse 2. And I saw, and behold, the white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. This is a picture of Christ and his truth, the gospel, and his conquering. Where Christ and the gospel is, human heart is conquered for God. Human heart is overcome to holiness, to righteousness. We can never remain in sin if Christ comes to us. We will know the victories of grace. Christ and his gospel must triumph in whatever heart they are. Wherever the gospel comes, it's light, it liberates, it brings us to that place where we're able to love God. So let not deceive himself. If the things of God are not your priorities in this life, never deceive yourself. You don't love God. You don't love him. And how can it be until Christ is in the heart? Yankupon, ne din on one cast as a daughter, the new yam, and in Axem, and in Akhoya, a person if I just want. Saying, yeah, no, yeah, 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 so, 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 who are you? Yankupon, you know, in Yankupon. Yes, we should see more. It doesn't matter how what you know about Christ, it doesn't matter all the doctrines we know about Christ. If Christ do not conquer our hearts for God, we don't know him. We don't know God. We are deceiving ourselves. That's what the Bible tells us. You see? That's what happened. Christ must conquer. He must have the victory. And that is it. You can never sincerely believe in the Lord Jesus Christ if your hearts are for things in this world. Look at his own words in Matthew 16, 24, 25. He knows our problem. He says that. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. He did not tell them, let him deny his house. He knows that when you deny yourself, yes, anything that comes in the way, you'll be able to deny. But if our self holds way, yes, we say we have given up everything, but we lie. That is how it is. If self holds way, he said, let him deny himself. So Christ has set a standard. Or say, and then Christ will be your second choice. And Christ, he will not be second choice. He's God of all creation. God must be first, and we must follow. So if you want to follow for God, nowadays, as people think, well, I have set my own ambitions and hopes in life. God help me to pursue it. No, God must lead, and we should follow him. We should not lead. God must lead. He's God. Who are we to lead for God to follow us? No, for God just to help us. So I'm coming to conclusion. My question to you is this. Have you given your heart to Jesus Christ? Have you also, who hear me today, have you yielded your heart to him? Have you come to his cross? Have you bowed down your heart to him? Bowed down your knees to him and call him Lord? I have seen my foolishness. I have seen that I don't love God. And I don't have you in my heart. Though I have heard many times about you. I love my sins. I love my money. I love things. Oh Lord, help me. Have you come to him to that place? You remember, I always make reference to the thief on the cross. Oh Lord, remember me. When you go. And Lord said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Lord, remember me. When you come to your glory. Have we come to the Lord to ask, oh Lord, come bring me to that glory where I'm able to love God. That glory on earth. To love God with my heart, with my mind and my spirit. It's a glory on earth. And it's a blessing to any soul. To love God. Have you come to that? That if you have, that Christ has absolute control over your desires, over your motives, and over your actions. When you are thinking, when you are making decisions, when you are going to do something, do you think, well, how did the Lord say, but how, will it please him or not? Have you come to that? Because when he changes our heart, that's what he puts in us. So that anything we want to do, there's a thought will come. Would the Lord be pleased with this? Can I even pray about them? That's how His love and hearts do for us. Are you able also to stay sincerely with all believers? Like the disciples, Lord, we have left all and followed you. Are you able to do that? My pride, my personal ego, are you able to say that? Well, I am nothing. People say I'm nothing, I'm dust and ashes. But their actions will show you that they are proud. It's that. People will say, well, we are humble, we are cadet. Their action. It's like Agag. Someone told King Saul to destroy Agag and of God, they have sinned against God. King Saul spared Agag. And when Agag saw Samuel, he was quiet as if he's a good man. That's how we are. But Samuel knew this man, he never loves God. He has to be destroyed. That's how we are. Sometimes we feel, well, in the eyes of people, we are humble. But humility begins with the heart. And if it begins with the heart, it will show in the action. We don't need to tell people that I'm a humble person. I remember when we were in Essex, the stubborn fool called themselves a humble guy. It tells you he's a very bad person. And that's what people do. Well, I'm a humble, I'm for me there. No! True humility begins with Christ in the heart. When He subdues the love of sin, when He subdues our pride, when He subdues everything that stands in the way. Friends, if you have not done so, are you willing to let Christ also deliver you from yourself? Yes, must first deliver from yourself. Else you can never be free. Will you also come to Him? And come to Him in repentance. Come, tell Him your sin, and trust Him what He has done on the cross of Calvary. Rest your hope on that, and call upon Him. Ask for Him, and His blood alone must cleanse you, and He alone must wash you with His blood, and you are free. And when He saves you, He gives His righteousness. God doesn't see you as a sinner. Though you have sinned against God all your life, God now sees you as Christ, because you have Christ, as we are told in Revelation, the robe of righteousness. We have the attire of Christ on us. Do you want to have this? Come to Him. Bow your heart to Him and call upon Him. He's ever ready to receive you. Let's